And you are listening to member-supported Red River Radio, a public radio service of LSUS. You're tuned to KDAQ, Shreveport-Bossier City, KLSA, Alexandria-Pineville, KBSA, El Dorado Magnolia, and KLDN Lufkin-Nacogdoches. And you can find us online at redriverradio.org. Very good morning to you. And rather than hear the next hour performance today, we have a performance today that's even more spectacular.
There you go.
Steve Aiken from Shreveport Opera in the studio with me, along with Shreveport Opera Express. That is the group of resident artists who are with Shreveport Opera. They come and they spend a year at a time here in our region doing all kinds of performances, both on stage and in schools and elsewhere. They travel four singers along with their pianist, Neil Campbell, who's we'll also be hearing today. Good morning, guys. It's great to have you here.
Good morning.
Oh, they sound wide awake, don't they?
It's like, what time is it? We're supposed to sing.
They had a performance last night. Where was it? Was it in Plain Dealing last night? I can't remember.
Yes, it was.
Yeah, Plain Dealing. Gotta love it. So here they are this morning. They're ready to go. Let me introduce them.
Please do.
Is that all right if
Absolutely.
I do that? In no particular order. Our mezzo this year is Jessica Harika. You're going to hear her. Well, you're going to hear all of them. Patricia Westley is our soprano. Cameron Lopriore is our tenor. Matt Queen is our baritone. And you've already mentioned Neil Campbell is our pianist. Mm-hmm. Thrilled that they're here. They've been singing all year. And this is, they're really getting ready for Così fan tutte, which is our next opera. We're going to be doing that in English. We're doing it at the Strand with the Shreveport Symphony Orchestra. It's in concert. A lot of people have asked what that means. And really what that means is we're going to stage the show. It'll be fully staged with costumes and wigs and makeup and everything, with a little bit of furniture, and it's going to be done in front of the orchestra, which will be on the stage also. So it's a little different than what we normally do. It should be a lot of fun, but we're thrilled.
That's become kind of a, I don't want to say a tradition, but it's another way of presenting an opera, and I've noticed all across the country that organizations are starting to do that.
Yeah.
And it gets everybody up on stage at the same level, and for a great piece like Mozart, which is so intricately in its inner composition and all of that, you get to get experience that whole thing on the same level.
Right, and we've decided to do it in English because it really makes this kind of show a little more accessible to our audience, and we think they'll enjoy it. We're still going to use super titles, but we are definitely going to do it in English. And all of them are starring in it, so
that's
we
great.
Love that.
You're going to do the super titles in Italian?
Well, or some, whatever. We're Cajun. We're going to do some Cajun
titles. Do it in
Cajun.
That would be great. That would be absolutely fantastic. Just a reminder, we're in our pledge drive here at Red River Radio, and we're just $300 away from the next goal of $31,000. So we are so close to doing that we ought to be able to cross that threshold here just in the next few minutes. And I think that as you're listening, you should make your contribution in honor of these wonderful singers.
Well, there you go. I think that would be a great idea. The Sox program is so important to Shreveport Opera. But you're not tuned in to hear me speak about this. I think what we'll do is have them sing a little bit. And this first piece I'll introduce so they don't have to. It is really known as the drinking song from La Traviata. And it's a little early in the morning to drink, but toast your coffee cup. Toast your coffee cup this morning and make a pledge to Red River Radio. Don't call at this moment. Just wait until after this tune, 1-800-552-8502. Right now, you're going to hear the Shreveport Opera Express and a little bit of La Traviata.
Quello che io al cuore, a lui poi prendeva.
Gotta love that.
What a way to wake up.
I know.
Well, welcome to the morning.
You should see them all. It's kind of interesting. They've all got coffee in their hands. They're, you know, waking up. They're doing great.
I like the choreography personally.
I know. If you could all see them, it's amazing. They came here dressed in their gowns and tuxedos, and they are. Well, never mind. That's not true. That's fake news.
That is fake news. Anyway, from La Traviata, that's absolutely terrific. You all sound terrific. These are the resident artists.
Yeah, absolutely. And the thing that I want now is the phone needs to ring because, you know, that folks now can call in while I'm chatting for a half a second here before you hear the next thing. 1-800-552-8502. And I'm going to ask if Jessica can just catch her breath and sing a little something for her. She'll tell you all about it.
Okay.
Sure. So this next one is Va lescouler mes larmes. It's from Massenet's Werther. And we're meeting the character Charlotte, and she's talking to her younger sister, Sophie. And her younger sister has just come in full of joy and sort of fluttering around and dancing. And Charlotte has gotten some bad news. She's quite sad. And she is sort of overwhelmed and yells at her sister, just stop it, go away. And then she sort of collects herself and she's telling her younger sister about how sometimes when you're older, you're not allowed to cry in public. You have to stay strong. And so tears fill up your soul. So this is Massenet.
Oh.
Wow. That's great.
That's beautiful, Jessica.
Jessica,
that's
great
just wonderful. Some music by Jules Massenet. And, you know, we don't often get to hear something from Werther, so that's really, really very nice.
It's
Nicely done.
Great. It's really
nicely
great.
Done. Of course, accompanied by Neil Campbell, the pianist for
Shreveport
Opera.
There he is. Big cup of coffee in hand.
And he still manages to play balancing that coffee on the top of his hand.
You know,
that's the clever part.
A few times, the actual mug was playing some of the keys. I don't know how he does that. So... Hey, next, we thought it would be fun to bring Matt Queen up and sing a little something from this upcoming Cosi. So it's going to be in English. And, hey, I hear the phone ringing, too,
excellent,
which is great.
Excellent. Can we give the phone number just momentarily?
Absolutely. 1-800-552-8502. And, you know, the other thing you can do, you can go to www.redriverradio.org, and you can make that same pledge online.
Absolutely.
If you don't want to make the call.
That's
so
it.
You can click the computer keys and still be listening. You won't have to be on the phone. It's really great. It's really easy.
Good idea.
Anyway, from our upcoming Così fan tutte, Matt, are you there?
Yes, I am.
See, I can't see. I'm not near the window, but great. Why don't you tell them a little bit about this and just have fun with it.
All right. So this piece comes in the second act of Così fan tutte. And it is Guglielmo trying to console Ferrando because he has just found out that his true love has been unfaithful to him.
And I should interrupt. Am I still on the air? This is about these boyfriends. The whole show is about these boyfriends who are bet that their girlfriends won't be faithful to them, and they believe that they will be faithful. And then it's a big story how they go off to war, even though they're not going off to war, and they woo each other's girlfriends. So
yes.
it's like something you'd see on reality TV.
Because, of course, it's women are like that.
That's right.
Which is exactly what the title means.
The translation. Yeah. So anyway, have fun, Matt.
Gentlemen complain, if you ask for my opinion, I don't blame them if they do, I don't blame them if they do. I am very fond of women, and they know it, alas too well. Every day they try to fool me, try to pull me, try to rule me, every little demoiselle. Little devils, how they twist me round their fingers very well, then they run to show and tell. They twist with round their little fingers. It's a trap, you may be sure, even though they look so pure. I defend their very virtue. I am not afraid to die for their honor. Oh, their honor. Turn around and you will catch her flirting with some other guy. So it's wiser to ignore them than adore them. Watch the twinkle in their eyes and that innocent surprise. They're delightful, they're adorable. Oh, they're precious and they're sweet. They are gracious, fair and lovable. And we men are at their feet. Yes, we men are at their feet. But the way they flirt with each and all and any, there is simply no surprising what a woman will devise to get her man. Now then, mister, heed my warning, or you'll join me in my mourning when you see she has a plan. Learn if you can. There's one, a flirt, I can see it in her eyes. There's one, and you see that innocent surprise. Beware those eyes, all tricks and lies. It's the devil in disguise.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love it.
All right, music of Mozart from Così fan tutte,
which, love it.
As I said, translates to women are like that.
Yeah, we were waiting for the calls.
What did he just say?
That's right.
Matthew Queen singing there, who's a resident artist.
I just think this is such a cute show, and it's a lot of fun. And I think if anyone who likes music and likes live music and wants to understand it even a little bit more, doing it in English the way we are, I just think it's going to be a fun night for all involved.
Absolutely, it's got beautiful music, but it's also a very funny opera, and it hasn't been done here in quite a while.
Yeah.
And in fact, when we were talking before we started all this, the production that I thought of, everything was set in a shopping mall. So you're talking about it being like a reality show. It translates very well, regardless of what generation you are in. It doesn't have to be done just in Mozart's time. So that's very, very cool.
Yeah.
If you're enjoying this live music with the resident artists of Shreveport Opera, also known as Shreveport Opera Express, make a contribution right now. 800-552-8502. You can contribute online at redriverradio.org if you would rather make your contribution online. This is the third day of our spring fund drive here. We are almost at $31,000. Our goal in 11 days is to hit $200,000. If we do that, then we won't have to have a summer drive, and I think that should be just about everybody's goal to keep us from having to do this then. But every contribution is going to shorten this drive, so make your contribution.
And did I hear you say earlier that anything over $200,000 is automatically given to the opera company? Is it? Did I hear you say that?
No, not exactly. It's a nice thought, but
I tried.
We've got to build a reserve.
There you go.
Actually, we do have to build a reserve.
That's right. I get it. Hey, I want to thank Judd McNett from Nacogdoches. I always, I've been here 9 years, and I still screw up Nacogdoches and Nacogdoches. But this is Nacogdoches, Texas. Red River is the only station he listens to. The NewsHour, BBC, Performance Today, Car Talk. All of them are superb. Loves it. And Judd, we want to thank you so much for that gift. We really, really appreciate it.
Yeah, I'm waiting. We need some people to make a contribution to Red River Radio in honor of our wonderful singers. If you
absolutely
love having... Not just the fact that we're having, operatic singers singing here, but they're live. They are right here in our Weiss Performance Studio.
And the thing is, if any of our patrons of Shreveport Opera, which oftentimes are folks that are members of Red River Radio, if you're listening right now, do it in their honor. These folks go out in the tri-state area every day promoting opera, promoting Shreveport Opera, and really promoting the community and promoting what we all do. And what better way to honor them than a
I can't tell you
here.
How many times, and of course, Steve, you know that I'm all over the place in this region, how many times I'll be talking to someone in one of our other communities, maybe working with my orchestra in Marshall or South Arkansas or down in Alexandria, and people will say, Shreveport Opera Express was just here. I mean, you guys really do cover the area. How many performances do they do a year?
On average, other than the main stage performances, they do about 170 performances in either schools or outlying areas. That can be retirement centers, it can be community theaters, it can be any other venue. They really, really just ask them, don't you keep busy?
Yes.
I think their answer to me would be too busy. We do keep them extremely busy, and it's great that the need is there, but we need the same support you do for these programs. And I would be remiss if I didn't say, after you call 1-800-552-8502, consider a gift to the opera. You always allow me to say that while I'm on air, Kermit, and I always appreciate that we all in this community need your support, and these singers and this program is so well worth it. It's the only program it is the only program in the state that does something like this, touring across Louisiana. They'll go nearly anywhere to get this message out, and we appreciate that. Maybe we ought to have a little more singing.
Absolutely.
To convince them.
Yes.
Patricia.
Hello. Good morning.
Hey. What are you going to do, by the way?
I'll be singing Summertime from George Gershwin's
All right. Well, everybody knows what that's about. That's great.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, Patricia Wesley singing singing music of George Gershwin, Summertime from Porgy and Bess. That was lovely.
Thank you.
It really is. And
I feel like I keep saying that, but you're all great singers. You really are. You're phenomenal.
Yeah, and, you know, Bill just mentioned, you know, it's funny, they speak so softly and then they sing so loudly. So, you know,
they've learned how to make that work.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Walk quietly and carry a big voice.
I think
that was the quote, wasn't it? Some years back. I don't know. Hey, 1-800-552-8502. This shouldn't all be for free, folks. You want to invest in Red River Radio. You want to invest in their programming. You want to invest in hearing this live music. It means you do have to pick up the phone, or you need to go online, redriverradio.org, and make a pledge. You know, make a gift, a pledge. I do mine every month automatically on my credit card. Mm-hmm. I don't even notice it. It's so easy. It's so simple. You know, Henry might call me a couple of times a year to say, give us a little more money. You know, do something nice. And this is such a great family to be part of. Every time you turn on the radio, knowing that it's going to be here. And whether it's news or weather or music, it's just really great. And this morning, we're just fortunate enough to really collaborate with Shreveport Opera and Red River Radio to have our Sox artists here. Hey, I was just given another gift. We love that. Rebecca Kampalans. Do we think that's correct? And Rebecca, forgive me for slaughtering your name, but all the way from Camden, Arkansas.
Excellent.
It says it's that Red River Radio has been a lifesaver since moving down here. Programming is great, and don't change a thing. Boy, Rebecca, isn't that a great thing to hear? That really boosts the team here. And as a member, as a patron of Red River Radio, I just love hearing that it is so important to you, because it's equally important to me. And we just hope that everybody in the listening audience understands that. This is where you turn when things are happening, when there's bad weather, when you need the news, you need music, you need entertainment. It's all here, all under one roof, all on the dial. You know, it's easy.
And we're asking you to support that right now. You're already listening. You're already most of the way there. And it's because you listen. We're asking you to make that contribution at 800-552-8502 or online at redriverradio.org. Lots of thank you gifts, by the way, that we do have available. We're not going to go through the list of them. If you go online, you can see them. A couple of items that you might want to keep in mind, especially since we've had a lot of rain recently, are our compact umbrella. We typically talk about our golf umbrella, but then I realized, you know, compact umbrellas are much more, make more sense, because you can carry them with you. You don't have to find a place to keep them.
Right.
So we've got that this time around. And one of the programs that we actually produce, of course, is The Better Picture with Ross Foote. And he has allowed us to use one of his photos on the coffee mug this time around.
That's
and
great.
You're a coffee drinker, so I know that you can appreciate the mug. Call now, 800-552-8502. And, of course, all of the music you're listening to this morning is live from our studios. How cool is that? What do we have next?
Next, we've got Cameron Lopriori. He's going to tell you a little bit about what he's going to sing.
All right.
Hi there. This next aria is from Bolcom's A View from the Bridge, based on the Arthur Miller screenplay of the same, I'm sorry, stage play of the same name. And in this aria, my character, Rodolfo, has been the victim of some pretty harsh discrimination. He's an Italian immigrant, but despite this, he's expressing that New York is really his true dream. That's where he feels he really belongs.
Cameron Lo Priore singing music of William Bolcom, and I've got to say I have never heard that before. What a tremendous aria!
Yeah, that's a great one.
It's really really nice. It's kind of become a standard in the last 10, 12 years, I would say.
That's right.
That we kind of hear all the time when we do auditions. It's just beautiful. You know, it's really a beautiful beautiful piece, and I love it. Though what I don't love is. I was not handed any kind of notice about the phone ringing. And the phone needs to ring. 1-800-552-8502. Whenever we have the Sox artists here, it's a successful drive. We get the phone to ring, and I don't know what it is on this Wednesday morning, but the phone definitely needs to ring.
Absolutely. Make a contribution in honor of these wonderful singers. Your contribution to Red River Radio keeps this station on the air. We are primarily funded through donations. That's the bulk of it.
Yeah.
And we can't be here. It would literally be static. And I think we much prefer listening to programming than static. And above all, being able to hear live music like this in our studio is just the pinnacle. It's
right.
Why we are here.
And we're fortunate in Shreveport-Bossier and the entire region, actually. We're so fortunate to have, these talented folks, the talented folks at Red River Radio. We've got a great symphony. We've got such a great arts community in general, be it any number of theater groups, the ballet. We all need your support. And the fact is, combined, we make the culture of this community happen at every age group, you know, whether you are in elementary school or whether you are elderly, we are all hitting these age groups and hopefully giving you something that you want. And
right.
Red River Radio really covers that. Call now, 1-800-552-8502.
I've asked that Jessica and Patricia sing a little something that
okay.
I don't know if it needs an introduction, but maybe we'll talk about it afterwards. How's
okay.
that?
Sounds good. All right.
We are.
I have to wait for,
sorry about
for Bill.
That.
He's so enraptured by the singing, he's running in there to take pictures, and he had the camera and didn't realize we were at the end
wow.
of that. And of course,
yeah, he has to be the videographer and the sound guy. You
yeah,
know?
That's not fair. And of course, that prayer from Engelbert Humperdinck's Hansel and Gretel. So one of those being, do you still call that a trouser roll, even though it's, I mean, you know, I mean, it's two kids. One's a boy, though.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess
you do. They're
yeah,
just
you
kids.
Have to. That's
they're
right.
Just kids.
They're kids.
But anyway, it's one of my favorite operas. That
yeah.
was great. That was great.
Golly. Yeah. It was great. You know, I did hear the phone ring, which is really
yeah.
wonderful. And I hope that piece brings back a lot of memories for people. You know, they may not hear the entire opera all the time, but they hear that piece. They
oh, yeah.
hear that duet
yeah,
quite a bit, which is nice.
Yeah.
You know, everyone seems to have great memories of that. I love it. I just love it. Hey, I've asked Matt to do a little musical theater. What do you think about that?
I think that would be great. All right. What do we have?
Well, I'm not going to tell you, but he will.
Oh, okay. All
I
right.
bet he will.
All right, Matt, what do we have?
Yeah, so this piece is Joey, Joey, Joey from The Most Happy Fella. Joey, my character, is a traveler. He goes around working on farms and tending farms, and he travels around the world wherever the wind sort of blows him, and this is him telling his boss that it's time for him to move along. The wind is carrying him somewhere else.
Like a perfumed woman, the wind blows in the bunkhouse. Like a perfumed woman, maybe Texas avocado, or maybe Arizona sugar beet. The wind blows in, and she sings to me, 'cause I'm one of her rambling kings. Joey, Joey, Joey. It's time to go, time to go.
Queen, baritone with the Shreveport Opera, one of the resident artists. We've been hearing Shreveport Opera Express performing today. Got to mention pianist Neil Campbell over there, too, is dutifully accompanying everything.
Yeah.
Those accompaniments are not easy on some of this stuff.
It's really fascinating.
This is great, because not only are we hearing some traditional favorites, if you want to call it that,
right,
you know, like the Traviata starting us off, but I'm getting to hear some things that I haven't heard in forever. I mean,
yeah,
your repertoire, guys, is broad. I love it.
And it really has to be. Nowadays, opera companies are doing anything from new works, 20th century pieces, 21st century pieces, to musical theater, to traditional operas. So they've got to be versatile, and these guys are, and proud of them for doing that
as
work.
As you should be. We crossed $31,000.
Hey,
this is great news.
Great.
We're over 31.
Yay!
So you guys are having an effect, and it's a positive effect. That's great. You have some people to thank?
I sure do. I first want to thank Jill Wright from Marshall, Texas, and spouse Pete. Gotta love that. And said they enjoy all, and said almost all, of Red River's Red River Radio's programming. What a treat to hear Shreveport Opera members this morning.
Aww.
Keep up the great work. So glad we have public radio here in the Arklatex region. And Jill, can't thank you enough. Cal Harberson from Winsboro, Texas, a place I have not been, and spouse Lori. Just want to thank them so much for this gift. We really, really do appreciate it. Mm-hmm. And also Natalie Croson from Lufkin, and got to love that. Loves Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, and the news every morning. So do I. We have that in common. So, Natalie, thank you so much. These gifts have to keep coming, because now the goal is 32, and we want to do that before 11 o'clock. And we can do it. It's easy to do with your help. If you're listening out there and have never made a pledge or a gift to, I almost said Shreveport Opera, but I will include Shreveport Opera, but Red River Radio, do it now. They offer something for everyone. And we have that in common with Red River Radio has that in common with Shreveport Opera. And I just want to say I always feel great every month when I see that I've made a gift to Red River Radio. Do it. 1-800-552-8502, or just go to the website, redriverradio.org. It's very, very easy. I'd love the four of you to do a little something that probably needs no introduction.
All right.
There you go.
Thank you.
something familiar, something peculiar, something for everyone, a comedy tonight.
Something appealing, something appalling, something for everyone, a comedy tonight. Nothing with kings, nothing with crowns.
Bring on the lovers, liars, and clowns.
All situations,
complications,
nothing portentous or
dramatic.
Something for everyone, a comedy tonight.
Nothing of gods, nothing of fate.
Waiting or fulfilled, just have to wait.
Nothing that's formal,
nothing that's normal.
No recitations to recite.
That's great. Boy, Kermit is off being videographer, so this is Steve Akin with Shreveport Opera, and I just want to say that was great, you guys. Really something. Here he is.
I love it. That's great. I say that about everything that you're singing. I guess, you know, how do you rate great above
yeah.
This is great.
Great,
that is
greater,
great. But,
greatest.
You know, it really is, and it's terrific that you guys are here. And I want to thank all of you, actually, personally, for being here, because I know it's in the morning. Singers prefer to sing in the evening, or at least in the afternoon. I totally get that. You know, they're singing here, coffee in hand,
yeah,
and doing just a fabulous job. That's great. All for you listening right now to help encourage you to make a contribution to Red River Radio today, so that
yeah.
we can continue to bring you live music, recorded music, so we can continue to bring you the news, all the different programming here on Red River Radio. It is supported through contributions primarily.
Yeah, absolutely, and the same goes for the opera. You know, the fact of the matter is, we all live and survive because of the kindness of strangers, which means our patrons who are willing to send gifts to make it possible. I'm not sure what your percentage is as far as what you need from individuals to keep this running, but everybody
about
thinks
65%.
It's, yeah, it's all government or all something else, but it's not. Mm-hmm. It's individuals. It's folks that you see in the grocery store, that you might see at your place of worship, where you know, no matter where, these are the folks that keep this going. And the same is true for the opera. It's the kindness of strangers, and we really appreciate that. I think for something fun and delightful, we need to have Cam come up and sing a little something that I don't think you should introduce. You should just sing, Cam. We're just okay. Sing this.
Another chocolate bun cake, you baked it just for me. You slaved all day so I could taste your favorite recipe. You served it after pot roast, mashed potatoes on the side. My plate was soaked with chicken fat and everything was fried. Well, if you love me, please don't treat me. It's not that I'm ungrateful and I don't mean to be rude, but if you love me, please don't feed me, 'cause you're killing me by filling me with food. My cholesterol's 1,000, my pressure's up too high. My doctor says if I don't lose some weight, I'm gonna die. I'm busting out of all my clothes, my belt is way too tight. Yeah, you insist on stuffing me with crawfish, gumbo, cornbread every night. Well, if you love me, please don't feed me. It's not that I'm ungrateful and I don't mean to be rude, but if you love me, please don't feed me, 'cause you're killing me by filling me with food. So after I have gorged myself and finished every drop, don't smile and serve me seconds while I'm begging you to stop. 'Cause while I love your sweet potato pie served a la mode, if you don't stop it now, you're gonna see a man explode. But if you love me, please don't feed me. It's not that I'm ungrateful and I don't mean to be rude, but if you love me, please don't feed me, 'cause you're killing me by filling me with food. know you're only doing like your mama taught you to. And when I see you cooking like your mama used to do, I think of how she'd sing around the kitchen every day. And I think of those five husbands that your mama sang away. And if you love me, please don't be mean. It's not that I'm ungrateful and I don't mean to be rude. But if you love me, please don't be mean. Cause you're killing me by filling me with food. Yes, you're killing me by filling me with...
dinner.
Oh. Fun!
Yeah,
that is funny.
All right, you've got me. What is that from? I don't know that one.
So that is a standalone piece from a composer named David Friedman, who wrote...
I feel so bad then. Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a little look
it
into my...
It sounds like it belongs in a show, though. I don't know what show it would be specifically, yeah. But...
It's from
well,
the show
certainly,
of my life.
Certainly not Oliver, I would think.
Yeah. Oh, no! Oh.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Hey, you guys, are you all on headset? I can't see you around the corner.
Yes, we are.
Hey, why don't you tell them where you're from and who you are, since they can't see you.
Sure.
You know.
Well, my name is Cameron Lopriori. I'm from New Orleans, Louisiana, and I'm happy to be here this morning at Red River Radio. This is super cool. This is my second time on the radio, so it's really exciting. Happy to be here.
My name is Matthew Queen. I am from Northwest Georgia, a small town called Calhoun, Georgia. Also, I'm just really excited to be here this first time on the radio. Having a blast.
Hello, my name is Patricia Westley, and I am from Santa Barbara, California, and currently located, well, here in Shreveport, but based out of San Francisco, California.
And I'm Jessica Harika, and I'm originally from Richmond, Virginia, but I'm based out of New York City now.
Now, what? Don't forget the pianist.
Oh. I'm Neil Campbell. I'm from East Lansing, Michigan. And y'all remember me from last year. I'm an old pro at this. But that doesn't make me any less excited to be here, too.
Well, we're glad to have you, all of you.
He's the old-timer, old that's right.
Yes, that's
right.
That's, yeah, he looks so ancient, doesn't
he?
Yeah,
that's right. That's amazing. They're all so young, and they're all so good, which I just love.
Yeah. We've had some people that have been calling in. Let me give the phone number, by the way. 800-552-8502. Make a contribution today. We're on our way to $32,000 now. And your contribution, I'd love to be able to acknowledge someone for doing that. Here in the next 9 minutes, let's get to $32,000 in honor of these fantastic performers that are live in our studios today. You can go online if you'd rather at redriverradio.org. Steve, who you have there?
Hey, I've got William Peters that loves the classical music performance today from the top. I love From the Top and the TED Radio Hour. William, thanks so much for that gift. We really, really do appreciate it. It seems that there are so many offerings from Red River Radio that everybody is everybody has something that they like on the station, and like me, numerous things. I've mentioned it before. It's the only radio station I listen to, and I think there are a lot of people out there just like me. Sadly, if I'm not mistaken, you only probably have about 10-15% of your listeners that are actually part of the family.
Yeah, it's a smaller number than that, unfortunately.
Yeah.
I wish if we had gotten as... we used to say 1 out of 10. It's really more like 1 out of 15 that actually makes a contribution to Red River Radio. But, you know, we don't have to stick with those statistics.
Right.
You know, just because we say 1 out of 15 or whatever it is, it doesn't mean that we can't change that.
It has
you
to
could
be that
the
way.
Second in your group.
That's
you
right.
You could change it for everybody.
That's right. And we wanted to hit the $32,000 mark by 11, and it can happen. And I'm hoping with this next piece, which is an ensemble piece that I'm going to have them all do, hopefully the phone will ring for this, because this is something that everybody knows and everybody likes. It's just one of those pieces. And this is their final piece for today. And
right.
They've got things to do today, getting ready for Cozy, have a big rehearsal this afternoon. And
But I think this piece...
And let me just ask, they're all in Così, right?
Every one of them are leading roles in Così fan tutte. So if you liked them today, you're going to like them.
You're going to love them.
You're going to love them. You're going to like them even more in Così. So, folks, I think you know what this is. And you out there listening, you know what this is, too.
Nighttime sharpens, heightens each sensation. Darkness stirs and wakes imagination.
Silently the senses abandon their defenses. Slowly,
gently,
night unfurls its splendor, grasping
sense.
Tremulous and tender, turn your face away from the garish light of day. Turn your thoughts away from cold and feeling light. And listen to the music of the night. Let your
Simply gorgeous. Obviously, a very familiar tune there. I wanted to come out and say, and of course, that's from Cats. No, I won't you. It's not April Fool's anymore. But we've had the resident artists from Shreveport Opera joining us this morning live in our studios. These four talented singers, a wonderful pianist, all here, all who will be involved with Così fan tutte, which is the next production by Shreveport Opera coming up here. I want to thank all of you. That was spectacular.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Our pleasure.
It was great, you guys. I'm just always proud of them and proud of the work they do. I'd be remiss if I didn't mention the number to Shreveport Opera, which is 318-227-9503. To get tickets to Così Fan Tutte, which is April 29th at the Strand. And it's the first time we've been in the Strand
a long time.
For as long as I've been here, certainly. And I think it's probably been 10 to 15 years since they've been in there, maybe even longer.
Yeah.
And we're very, very excited about that. And also collaborating with the Shreveport Symphony on that night. So, and you can also visit us at shreveportopera.org and get tickets that way. And Kermit, I can't thank you enough for allowing me the opportunity to help raise a little awareness and a little money for Red River Radio. And I hope everybody makes a pledge. If you heard the Sox artists today, thank you for hopefully enjoying them. And I know you did. I just do. Every place
they're
I go.
They're all in there waiting.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, this is radio, guys. Yeah.
You know, the fact of the matter is, we were talking at one of the breaks how no matter where you go, and I think you said it on air, people talk about the Shreveport Opera Express program. It's been in existence, I think, now 14 or 15 years, and we're proud of it, and we should be as a community, and they go everywhere. The same way that Red River Radio kind of goes everywhere. Folks, make a call today, 1-800-552-8502.
And you can also go online if you'd rather do that at redriverradio.org. And I know we're closing in on that $32,000. Just a reminder that we have drawings galore in this drive. You make your contribution now, and you will get entered into all of those drawings that we have till the end of the drive. Five different opportunities to win a gift card from the Louisiana Boardwalk. That's pretty cool. A mattress set, a Tempur-Pedic mattress set from Mattress Plus. We have Celtic Woman tickets that we'll be giving away. I think those are over the weekend.
We'll take
there are
them.
Just so many apprehensions. They know who they are. So lots of opportunities. So make your contribution now, and you'll get entered into every one of those drawings. And of course, one of the goals of this drive is, and we have now 9 days left to be able to do that, is to try to hit $200,000, which is a substantial amount in a short amount of time. This is a shorter drive than normal, but if we do that, we won't have to go into a summer drive, and we're all kind of rooting for that. We'll see. We'll know next week where we're going to be. But Steve, singers, pianist, thank you again for being here. It's been a fabulous morning. Make a contribution in honor of these wonderful folks at 800-552-8502. You are listening to member-supported Red River Radio, a public radio service of LSUS. This is KDAQ, Shreveport-Bossier City, KLSA, Alexandria, Pineville, KBSA, El Dorado, Magnolia, and KLDN, Lufkin, Nacogdoches. And, of course, more classical music coming up as the morning continues on, but we're going to be joining NPR News Headlines here in just a moment. The time is 11:01.